This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the podcast Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Be My Guest is intimate and captivating conversations with new and old friends. David Remick, Jennifer Garner, Frank Bruni, and more. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Odenkirk.
Hi, Bob Odenkirk here. I'm an actor, but I'm also a middle-aged white guy and a dad. Now, you're probably wondering where I got these amazing abs. They're so ripply and rock hard. They're difficult to fathom. My perturbed, puffy face sets you up for a blubbery gut. But then you see these abs stacked like bricks. And you have to ask, does he work out for 2 or 3 hours a day? Or does he just work out all the time? Or perhaps you think I purchased them from a plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills.
No way.
No, my secret is simple. Dynamic tension. Tension that is tense. And dynamic and never ending. The best kind of tension there is.
Dynamic tension.
I have analyzed each ab and where it draws its tension from so that you too can get the abs you've always dreamed of. The ab on the upper right is taut and sinewy thanks to middle school.
Middle school.
Specifically, the effort of trying to get my two kids placed in a top-notch middle school. It's a lot of work, and I'm there every step of the way, leaning over their shoulders, looking down. That's what tightens the ab. Swallowing hard, also good for the ab, and clenching and unclenching my fists. That's good for the fists.
Nice ab, Dad!
Thanks, kids. Dad loves you, and Dad loves the ab you've given him. The middle right ab bulges handsomely. That's thanks to talk radio.
Talk radio.
I simply tune in to conservative talkers when I'm driving, and my screaming at the host tightens this ab for an extended, uninterrupted rep all day long.
Obama, what kind of world do you want to live in? You want to live behind
the upper left ab pops out impressively from the effort of lugging 5-gallon water jugs into our kitchen. Actually, the lugging, it does nothing for the ab. It's that one moment where you have to tip the full jug into the dispensing reservoir without spilling. That strains and sculpts this beautiful ab.
Tip the jug!
Afterward, slipping on the spilled water, that can be great for a full body clench. The bottom right ab, the biggest of all my abs, and therefore the most impressive, is from not having sex.
Celibacy.
This is a real secret secret. The ab is quietly tensed at all times. It has been for years now. Can you imagine the Pope's lower right ab? That must be huge.
The Pope is celibate.
I, however, did not take a vow of chastity, so this would be a sad situation if it didn't yield such an amazing ab. Finally, you've got to appreciate my extra abs. That's right, I have 2 abs more than most people. They're in my lower back, and I'll admit it, they were put there by a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. I was told they're the latest thing. God, I hope so. They hurt like hell.
Where I got these abs, now you know. That was the writer and actor Bob Odenkirk performing a piece he wrote for The New Yorker. Odenkirk was just nominated for an Emmy for Better Call Saul.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.